Ahoy!
A fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty "Hi-yo, Silver!" The Lone Ranger. His faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fellow. Are you still there? Hooray!
It was nearly sundown. The setting sun reflected a dozen colors from the painted cliffs. And in the distance, the approaching horseman noted with some appreciation the beauty that surrounded him. His eyes, however, searched constantly along both sides of the rocky trail, in the habit of a man accustomed to meeting danger in unexpected places. And yet, his keen vision missed the sudden death that waited for him high up in the rocks. The man who lay there in ambush slowly steadied the stock of his rifle against his cheek and took careful aim as the horseman came up the trail. Slowly, the rifleman's finger tightened on the trigger. And then a voice sounded directly behind him.
Don't pull that trigger, mister.
What the?
Steady. If there's any shooting to be done here, you're not going to do it.
That mask.
The mask is my business. Drop that rifle and clear out, or I...
No. No, wait. I got my horse tied back in the brush. I'll go.
Then make it fast, killer. Don't stop to think about it.
Sure. You bet. Steady, fella. Hector!
Oh.
Otto.
Here, Kemosabe.
Follow that bushwhacker. Find out who he's reporting to.
Uh-huh.
I'll meet you on the trail this evening.
Get him up, Stout. Hey, who's up there? At the place.
I'm coming down to talk with you, Maxon. Don't make a play for those guns you're wearing.
Well, I'll be. A mask, hombre. What kind of a deal is this, anyway?
I wanted to give you some advice, Maxon.
Advice, huh? How's it come you know my name?
I make it my business to know the names of the gunslingers in this country, good and bad.
Yeah, reckon you would at that. What's this business about offering advice?
You might call it more of a friendly warning.
Friendly? You packing two guns, hiding beside the trail and toting a rifle to boot.
This rifle came mighty close to putting you out of commission for keeps, my friend.
What? How do you mean?
I took it away from a man who was waiting in ambush up there. He's waiting for you, mister.
That sounds pretty fishy to me.
Does it? Here, Silver. Come here, boy.
Say, it's a good-looking piece of horseflesh, fella.
And how do you like the looks of the rifle in my saddle boot?
What?
Even a masked man doesn't travel this country on horseback carrying two rifles, does he?
And you was telling the truth about some fella laying for me.
Yes.
But what in the name of blazes you let the varmint go for? Why didn't you hang on to him? Why didn't you...
I had my own reasons for that.
And this warning you mentioned...
Just this, Maxson. Stay out of Monroe, if you want to stay healthy.
I'll take my own chances on my health, Masked Man.
You took one chance a few minutes ago. Came mighty near losing.
I reckon I'm obliged to you for what you've done. Maybe someday I can do as much for you. But I've been traveling upwards of 2 weeks to call on some folks in Monroe. I'm aiming to pay that visit like I planned.
The folks you were going to call on must have anticipated your visit.
Yeah?
Yeah. A friend of mine overheard some talk about you.
Yeah? What kind of talk?
Killer talk. Among the men who were willing to bet you wouldn't show up in Monroe alive.
This friend of yours. Is he one of the gang in Monroe?
Hardly. Maxson, my friend and I have done you a good turn.
No question about that. Like I said, someday maybe I can do something for you. Something that...
You can do me a favor right now that will even the score. Turn your horse and head back up the trail, away from Monroe.
Sorry. That's out of the question.
You're taking sides in a bad business, Maxson. There's going to be war if you go ahead and sign up with John Cartley.
You know about that, too, huh? And I reckon you must be one of Bill James' hired men. That's why you're so all fired into...
I'm nobody's hired man. I'm trying to stop the Cartley and James feud from breaking into a range war.
Cartley's a cattleman, and a good one. If he wants my help in running the sheep herders out of the country, I'll give it to him.
Now listen, my friend. This is an open range, government range. There's no law that states whether a man shall raise cattle or sheep or horses. You understand?
You're wrong there, amigo. There's one law. I reckon it's on Cartley's side, too. Talking about six-gun law.
Yeah, for the last time, will you turn back?
No, I'm riding into Monroe. And out to Box J to join up with John Cartley.
All right. Here. Give this to Mr. Cartley when you see him, will you?
What?
And tell him to be sure of what he's doing before he starts any trouble. Tell him he'd better be very sure.
But this all you want me to give him? This bullet?
Adios, Maxson. I'll see you again. See you, big fella.
Come on, Silver!
For a long moment, John Cartley stared at the gleaming silver bullet in his hand. Then...
You're a stranger in this neck of the woods, Maxson.
Uh-huh.
But even where you come from, there's men who know what a silver bullet means.
A silver bullet? Yeah, let me see that thing again.
It's silver, all right. And the man who gave it
Wait
to
a minute.
You...
He called his horse silver.
Well, that's proof enough, even without the bullet. Maxson, the fellow that saved you from bushwhack was sure enough the Lone Ranger.
Well, I'll be... What's he taking a hand in this game for? Why should he...
I reckon for the same reason he gave you. Said he didn't want to see no range war, didn't he?
That's what he said.
Well, thanks to him, maybe there won't be any trouble. Yes, sir. Might just be that we can settle this whole affair without a speck of trouble.
What? I don't
now
see
listen,
how you...
Listen, when the masked man rode off, he said he'd see you again, didn't he?
Sure.
Then you can bet your bottom dollar he will. And he'll want to see me. Old man James, I reckon. That sheep-herding old coyote.
Doggone it, Cartley, you're talking in circles.
Sure, you bet. Now, listen, you get out and find Bert Crowder. Tell him I want to see him right away.
Yeah, but what about?
Any explaining to be done, I'll do it later. Now, go on and send Crowder in here. You've been top hand around here for quite a spell, Crowder.
Yeah, sure.
Maybe I should say top gun hand. You afraid of your job?
Huh? Why, no, of course not. Why should
and
I
how
be...
come you tried to ambush Jeff Maxson on the trail today?
What? Say, what kind of loco talk
There was only you? One man in the country besides myself knew that Maxson was headed this way. That was you, Crowder.
But listen,
you wasn't
boss,
sure
I...
whether I was taking Maxson on as a hired hand or boss gunslinger. So you figured not to take chances on losing your job, eh?
Now listen here, Mr. Cartley. You know blame well I
know that the man who saved Maxson's life wore a black mask and rode a white horse named Silver.
Yeah?
What's more, I happen to know that he took the bushwhacker's rifle away from him.
Huh?
Now, you show me your rifle. I'll take your word for it you didn't try to ambush Jeff Maxson.
I lost my rifle 2 or 3 days ago. I forget just where.
All right. You lost it. You forget where. Remember this, fella. If Jeff Maxson ever finds out who tried to cut down on him from ambush, well, I reckon Maxson is a heap faster with a six-gun than you are.
Yeah, I guess he is.
And he won't find out unless I tell him. And I won't. Now, I got a job for you to do.
You mean tonight?
Of course I mean tonight, right now. Don't you usually earn your money around here at night?
What?
Go on, get saddled up and come back. Hurry up.
Sure. Right away, boys.
The Lone Ranger, waiting along the trail a few miles from the town of Monroe, recognized the approaching hoofbeats that came from the direction of town. A moment later...
Hi! Hi, Kiyosabe! Hope's got hope for the hope! Hope for the...
Have any luck, Toto?
Fellow that tried to shoot from ambush. Him work for Cartley. At Box J Ranch.
For Cartley? Oh, but that doesn't make sense. Why should Cartley send for a gunman like Jeff Maxson and try to have him shot from ambush? I think... Oh, wait a minute. Did you learn who the bushwhacker was?
Him named Bert Crowder. Me trail him back to Monroe. Find him gunslinger for Cartley.
What else?
A Crowder feller go to livery in Monroe. Change horses, then go out to ranch.
Cartley's been trying to buy the James Ranch for several years. Evidently, he decided that it can't be bought. They're trying to force old man James to pull out.
Steady, big fella. A minute. Come on, Toto.
We go see Cartley, fella?
No. I'm fairly sure of what he intends to do. Right now, I'm anxious to call on Mr. James.
Come on, Silver. Hit him up, Scout.
Old Bill James had been talking to the half dozen men gathered in the ranch house for nearly a half hour. The men were uncomfortable, and old Bill didn't like what he had to tell them.
So, you fellas better suit your own selves. I ain't asking every one of you to stay with me. Can't afford to pay nothing but regular wages.
Well, that's all right.
Now, hold on a minute. When a man has to dodge bullets for a living, he ought to get paid accordingly. As I can understand, every last man on John Cartley's place is drawing fighting wages. I reckon they're just raring to start trouble.
That's all right, Mister.
I left him outside to keep watch while we was talking. Come on.
What's up?
Slim, what's happened? We heard a shot.
Yeah. Fellow wearing a black mask. Here. This is for you, Bill. Fella said you'd better take some good advice.
Hey, you men, get Slim into the bunkhouse.
Yeah.
Quick,
right,
Monty,
yeah.
You saddle up and cut the breeze from Monroe. Get the doctor.
What's that Slim give you, Bill?
It's a message. A message wrapped around a silver bullet.
Huh? What? What's the message say?
Well, it says, better clear out while you've got a chance. Don't let your men get killed off because of your stubbornness.
Wow. Well,
and this note, it's signed by the Lone Ranger.
Well, I always heard he was all right. I thought...
This just goes to prove that when a fellow wants something as bad as John Cartley wants his ranch, and has got the money to spend, he usually gets what he wants.
Not necessarily, Mr. James.
Hey, that's the fellow, the one that shot Slim Gailey.
Oh, I know.
A black mask.
Well, mister, what brings you back here? Was you supposed to wait for an answer to this message?
Answer? What message?
We'll give you the answer right now. Maybe after all, Cartley can force me out. But before I go, I'm going to have the satisfaction of settling with you for shooting Slim. Get him, boys.
Oh, wait. I don't understand.
Then we'll explain, Mr. Lone Ranger. Same way you explained things to Slim. All right. Take his guns. And then we'll yank that mask off his face.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. to continue our story. At the Box J Ranch, John Cartley laughed heartily as he spoke to several of his hired gunmen, including the new man, Jeff Maxwell.
I hate to say it, boys, but it looks like you're not even going to have a chance to earn your wages.
Well,
oh, don't you worry. You'll get paid all right, as far as that goes. Only, well, the way things have worked out, I wouldn't be surprised if old man James comes trotting over here in the morning, eager and anxious to sell out at any price.
How you figure, Cartley?
Huh? Well, you see, old Bill James has known for a long time that I could put on more pressure than he could stand, see? And lately, I've been doing just that.
Yeah.
And this evening, he's going to get a message from a fellow that's known to always finish everything he starts. Yes, sir. He's going to get a message from the Lone Ranger. Yes, a real, genuine message wrapped around a genuine silver bullet. And that message tells him he'd better clear out if he knows what's good for him.
Hold up there. How come you know all this, huh?
You might not know it, but you're working for a smart man, Maxim. I know it because I sent him the message. Sure, sure. I even used the same silver bullet the mask man gave you to give me.
Why?
Hey, let's come over you, Maxim.
Cartley, I've run across a heap of rats and coyotes and rattlesnakes in my time. But any one of them would look lily white alongside of you.
Why, you... I ought to gun you down like a dog.
But you won't. You won't, Mr. Cartley. Because you ain't man enough to try it.
What? Where do you think you're going?
None of your business, mister. But I'll be back. And you won't like it when I get here.
Lefty, Bates, Shorty, I'll pay $500 to the one who drops Jeff Maxim before he gets to that door. I'll get him.
Well, anybody else want to try for first prize? And I'll be getting along, gents. Adios.
You fools, why didn't you stop him? Why didn't you get him?
Cartley, you see what happened to Bates and Shorty, don't you? They tried to stop him, didn't they?
Tonto, waiting in the shadows with the horses, had no way of knowing that his friend the masked man had walked into a trap. However, if his friend did not return within a reasonable time, the stalwart Indian knew he must find out why. Meanwhile, inside the James Ranch house, the masked man stood with his hands raised as the heavy guns were yanked from his holsters.
All right, give me his guns. Get that mask off his face.
Sure.
You bet.
Oh, wait a minute. Came here to talk to you, Mr. James. You think that if I had really shot Slim Gailey, I would have waited around to be captured by your men?
You was probably hanging around hoping to get a shot at somebody else, maybe me. But you was clumsy and you got caught. Now you peel off that mask before we throw in hogtie and give you what's for.
Get inside, you. Be quick about it.
Well, now what?
Looks like them cattle buzzards are trying to make a night of it, Bill. Caught this one prowling outside the house.
Well, what's your story, mister? I suppose you ain't never seen John Cartley in your life neither, huh? That's what the masked man says.
I've seen Cartley. Matter of fact, I just left his place not more than an hour ago.
You admit it. Well, you're going to pay for this night's work, both of you. Come prowling around shooting up my men.
Bill.
Huh?
Whatever you're figuring to do to these buzzards, you better get at it.
Huh? What do you mean?
Well, Slim just cashed in his chips. He's dead.
All right. You men get your ropes. I reckon we know plain enough what comes next. Take these two varmints out right now and string them.
You make one move and he's shooting.
Otto.
You, fella. Give Maps man guns.
I'll be blamed if I
you
will.
You give him guns or me shoot.
I give
him. Now.
All right. But you ain't getting away with this.
Good work, Tonto. Now, Mr. James, if you don't mind, I still want to talk with you.
Say your say and get out. And tell Cartley I'm coming after his hide if I have to come alone.
I don't think you'll have to ride alone. Now, look, doesn't Cartley want you out of here Mainly because you raise sheep?
Of course I raise sheep. On scrub land that ain't fit for nothing else. But I raise horses and cattle, too. Just as many as John Cartley does.
Then he has other reasons for wanting you out of here.
He wants my place. Wants to drive me out. That's the only reason. And you, throwing in with that rattlesnake. I always thought the Lone Ranger was on the level. I always
Hold
thought
it
you
there,
was...
partner. I reckon this fella is the Lone Ranger, all right. But as for him throwing in with John Cartley, you're dead wrong.
Oh, I am, eh? I suppose he didn't shoot Slim Gailey. I suppose he didn't bring the message from Cartley telling me to clear out if I knowed what was good for me. I suppose
he didn't... all wrong. Cartley knew the Lone Ranger was close by. And he forged that message you got. He figured the masked man would call on you and wanted you to kill him when he did.
But how could you prove what you're saying?
You can prove it yourself, Bill.
Yeah?
Up to now, the only trouble between you and Cartley was an argument over rangeland. Now, a man has been murdered. Regardless of who pulled the trigger, John Cartley is responsible. Yes. All right, now's the time for a showdown. How many of you men are ready for it? How many want to ride to the Box J?
Now, hold on. How do we know this ain't all a trap?
You don't know, Mr. James.
Maybe Cartley and his whole gun crew is waiting for us to show up.
Maybe. That's a chance you'll have to take.
I ain't hankering to see no more of my men get killed off.
Cartley's responsible for the killing of one of your men already. That means the beginning of an open range war. He won't stop until he's driven from the valley.
So what am I supposed to do about it?
Carry the fight to him before he has a chance to kill off your men from ambush.
That's a good idea, sir.
Let Maxon and Tonto and me go first. You and your men follow in about 5 minutes.
What's the point in that?
Give us a chance to get to Cartley's place. And slip up to the rear of the house. Then you and your men can create enough commotion when you arrive to give us a chance to get inside the place.
Yeah? Maybe give you a chance to tell Cartley we're coming so he can get ready for us.
You're acting like a scared old woman. Every man in this room is eager to fight your battle, except you.
Like a scared old woman, huh?
Yes. Come on, Maxon. You're just wasting time. If James would rather remain here, well, that's his business. Let's go. Hello.
Adios, you bunch of scared rabbits. And you, Mr. James, you better go sit down and write another letter to the Cattlemen's Association.
What's that you say?
Leaving their horses a safe distance away from the Box J, the ranger, Tonto, and Jeff Maxon crawled slowly through the darkness to the rear of the Cartley Ranch house. Suddenly, the Indian stopped and whispered,
"Kemosabe."
"What is it, Tonto?"
"Sentries walk round house. Look."
Yeah. And Cartley's taking no chances.
There's a dozen gunslingers in that house. We haven't got a chance to take them.
Oh. Not unless Bill James and his men show up.
James. That old woman. He'd rather let someone else do his fighting for her.
Wait. Be quiet now. Yeah, let's try to get a little closer. Just in case James and his men do show up, let's be ready to make a dash for the rear of the house.
Too bad the old codger didn't trust none of us enough to come.
Wait.
Wait. Listen. What is it? I don't hear nothing.
Quiet. Tonto does. Wait a moment.
I hear it. Horses. Bill James, man.
Right. Come on. There'll be plenty of excitement in that house in a minute.
Come on. The sentries are running around to the front. Let's get inside.
Inside the big ranch house, John Cartley and his hired gunmen were huddled at the front windows, trying vainly to shoot successfully at the horsemen racing past the house.
Yeah,
Yeah, that's Bill James and his bunch, all right. What the blazes are they trying to do? Racing back and forth like wild Indians. They're not even hitting the building.
Well, if you ask me, that Jeff Maxson fella must have rode over there and told him what he knew.
Yeah, yeah. Well, someday I'm going to meet up again with that Maxson. When I do,
I told you I'd be back, Cardley. But here I am.
Hey, you, hey,
Maxson. Hold it, coyotes.
Hello. Tell Bill James and his men to come in here.
You can't get away with this. I'll have the law on you, all of you.
You've got the law on you right now, mister. What?
What's that?
One of Bill James' men was shot and killed tonight, Cartley, by a man on your payroll.
You'll have a fine time proving it.
I can prove it, all right, because he's the same man who tried to ambush Jeff Maxson this morning. There he is, Bert Crowder.
Better hold fast, Crowder. I'd sure like to put a slug in you.
I'll take this to the law. You can't raid my
place. You won't have to take it to the law. The law is right here in the person of Jeff Maxson, the man you thought you were hiring for another gunslinger. I want that.
What's that about this Maxson being a lawman?
I got a letter from Cartley offering me a job at pretty fancy wages, just so that I'd be sure to fetch along my six guns. I've still got that letter, Cartley.
But what about the law? Where's that come in?
About the same time, the Cattlemen's Association got a letter from you, Mr. James, asking for help. They offered me the job, and I took it.
But all the time you was a range detective from the association.
Yep. But I'd have been a dead one the minute I rode into the valley if it hadn't been for the Lone Ranger.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.